Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Violent between protesters and police with National Guard troops sent in by President Trump. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lori Perez reports from downtown that some of the protesters may have left, but they left a lot behind.
Everything around here, the sidewalks, the posts, building sides, everything has been tagged with profanity and with other messages opposing ICE's agenda. And it is, there's been a lot of destruction, not nearly the number of people who were here when we first arrived on the scene, just a fraction of people. Unfortunately, that fraction of people does seem to be the most aggressive and the most violent.
About 300 National Guard troops are spending the night defending the Federal Immigration Detention Center where the protests were sparked over ICE raids in Los Angeles. California Governor Gavin Newsom, meanwhile, is calling on President Trump to return control of the Guard to the state. More on that from CBS's Taryn Small at the White House.
President Trump invoked a provision in the U.S. Armed Services Code to send troops to quell protests in California without the governor's permission, saying in a memorandum on the order, the protests, quote, constitute a form of rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States. Earlier, Newsom accused the president of trying to manufacture a crisis. Critics in Washington say Trump has gone too far.
Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner played their first Grand Slam final at the 2025 French Open men's singles. Alcaraz successfully defended his title, winning the Roland Garros title, The Call, on TNT. It was the longest final in tournament history, over 5.5 hours. Sunday was Broadway's big night as the 78th Tony Awards were handed out, as seen on CBS.
Tony Awards host Cynthia Erivo bought the jokes.
George Clooney, things are going your way.
No wins, though, for his work in Good Night and Good Luck. That award for Best Actor in a Play going to Cole Escola for Oh, Mary, the comedy about Abraham and Mary Todd Lincoln.
I'm going to get a scholarship to King's College.
Lin-Manuel Miranda returned to the stage to mark the 10th anniversary of Hamilton, and Nicole Scherzinger getting the win for Best Actress in a Musical for Sunset Boulevard.
Thank you so much.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
President Trump's U.S. travel ban from 10 nations is now, is 12 nations now in effect. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Lilo and Stitch remain popular with moviegoers as Matt Piper checks what we were going to theaters to see.
For a third weekend, Lilo and Stitch is tops at the box office.
We have apprehended a dangerous experiment.
It added nearly $33 million. Second place went to the John Wick spinoff Ballerina, which came in slightly under expectations with $25 million despite good reviews and exit polls. Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning slid to third place with $15
million. Shooting star!
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Ram will return to NASCAR next year with a comeback in the truck series, a comeback the Stellantis-owned brand believes is the first step toward launching a stock car program in the Top Cup series. Ram left NASCAR after the 2012 season and will race in the third-tier truck series alongside rivals Ford, Chevrolet, and Toyota. They're the first new manufacturer to enter national NASCAR since 2007. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN Weather.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, tomorrow, breezy at times with a few showers and even a couple of rumbles of thunder. Low tonight, mid-50s. High tomorrow, warming up to the mid-60s. On Tuesday, sunshine returns, temps heat up into the mid-70s. It's 60 right now.
So Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
I'm At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Decide. rescue me.
Dream believer and a
WRJN.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please.
try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
can really shake them down.
Watch me now. Hey.
the things that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Never, 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 never know.
Hey, 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 hey.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As an uneasy night continues in Los Angeles, National Guard troops are defending the Federal Immigration Detention Center there, the focus of protesters upset over ICE raids on the city. President Trump is blaming California Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass and his White House predecessor for the disruptions.
Well, we're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart like it was under Biden.
All of downtown is declared an unlawful assembly area in hopes of squelching the protests, some of which have been violent. Overpasses on freeways were swarmed by protesters but have now been cleared. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Lauren Posen has been in the middle of it.
But it sounds like explosions going off. I'm too far away to tell you exactly what they could be, but they definitely do jolt you. There's a lot of honking. There's just so many people. I can't even put it into words how many people we're seeing, and they're coming from all over.
Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonald describes what his officers and others are facing.
They'll take backpacks, and the backpack will have a cinder block in it. They have a hammer, and they'll break up the cinder block and use that, pass it around to throw at officers, to throw at cars, and throw at other people.
Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass have asked the president to turn control of the guard back to the state. Mayor Bass appealing for protests, for peaceful protests against what she calls uncalled for ICE raids.
This is not helping anything. This does not promote the integration and acceptance of immigrants. This pits Angelenos against each other, and I just think that it is completely unacceptable and uncalled for.
Israeli forces have stopped an aid boat heading to Gaza, enforcing a blockade.
Israel ordered its military